B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hadley's on the phone for War of the Roses. And Hadley, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend, Bo, of 2 years, could be cheating on you. What's going on?
So lately, he's just been like acting kind of weird. He's been like texting. It seems like he always has his phone out when we're together, and he's like texting someone else. And he's been like going to the gym a lot more recently. He met this friend there, this guy named Justin. They've been hanging out a lot. And recently, I went over to have dinner with Bo. I went over to his apartment, and you know, I have a key to his place, so I just walked in, and he was sitting on the couch with this guy Justin, and like as soon as I opened the door, they just like jumped apart, like they like went to opposite sides of the couch. It was very weird and abrupt. Like, it just seemed like odd behavior to be like just with your friend, you know.
Okay, so I thought for when you were first saying this, I was like, oh, well, maybe he's out cheating and he's using this guy as an excuse. So I'm hanging out with Justin.
Like a wingman.
Yeah, so you're saying that something weird you think is going on between them two specifically because of the jumping away from each other?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I kind of thought the same thing. Like, maybe this is like an excuse, but that the jumping apart thing seemed like, oh, maybe Justin is the person.
Was it awkward after that? Like, was everything when you were there for dinner? Did Justin leave and you had dinner alone with Bo, or was it you guys have like a big dinner together? Like, what?
No, Justin left, and it was awkward. Like, I don't know if that was me just like feeling weird
it sounds like Hadley ruined a perfect night.
Well, but Bo would know she's coming over for dinner.
That's a good point.
I was about, like, probably 45 minutes early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's early. Okay, well, listen, let's do a War of the Roses. We'll call Bo. We'll offer a romantic package. We'll see who Bo sends it to. It's important, Hadley, for you to remain quiet on the phone. Don't say anything, because we're going to see not only who he sends the package to, but what he says, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Bo, please.
Who's this?
Hey, Bo. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we are giving away a romantic weekend along with red roses to someone you love.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So I do have these roses that I can get out today, and then the weekend getaway package is a hotel for two nights. It is also including dinner reservations, a bottle of champagne, and when we deliver the flowers today, we will also put a QR code in there so you can leave that person a message on the QR code as well.
Ooh, it sounds pretty saucy.
Yes. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send this to?
I think we'll send it to Justin.
Okay, so you're going to send this romantic weekend package to Justin?
Yes.
Okay. And for the roses, if you are ready to record your voice memo, I will be ready to record you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you can record your memo to Justin in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Justin. I hope you enjoy the roses, and I will see you this weekend at our getaway. Talk to you tonight.
Okay, wonderful.
You're cheating on me?
Hadley? Is that you?
Yeah, Bo.
Yeah.
Hadley has been on the phone this whole time. She heard everything. My name's not Jen. It's Loren, and you are on War of the Roses on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Oh my God, Hadley, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have kept this a secret from you. I should have just made a clean break. I mean, this.
How long have you been cheating, Bo?
Wait, how long has it been?
Oh my God. Wow. So it's been more than a week, more than a month.
I'd say at least a month.
Wow. And so years with Hadley is just, instead of you breaking it up, you were just stringing her along for the past month or whatever.
Yeah, it's wrong. I mean, I didn't want to break her heart, but I think this is even worse. This is the worst way for her to find out.
When
yeah,
Hadley came to the house or came to your apartment and walked in, she said she felt like it was awkward. Were you guys doing something? She break up something?
We were being intimate. It wasn't like, you know, anything and it completely indecent, but okay. It was definitely intimacy.
We're just trying to answer questions.
Because Justin flew across the other side of the couch, and that's what made her call us, because that was really suspicious.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I have my suspicions that she was suspicious at that point.
So, Bo, is this a new thing for you? Are you bisexual? Are you gay? What is...
Bisexual.
Okay.
But it is somewhat new for me.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Hadley, or no?
I mean, I don't want to be cheated on. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I didn't know that you were bisexual. I don't have a problem with that, but obviously I need someone who's going to be faithful.
Yeah, you're not into the open relationship, clearly. Okay.
No.
Well, so what are you going to do, Hadley? Break it up with Bo?
Yeah, I mean, this is over. I'm heartbroken, but it sounds like you're ready for this to be over, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.